This is the Taney County Commission, and it is Monday, May 23rd, 2011, and we will enter into our 8:30 preliminary study meeting, an opportunity to talk about any issue that may come up beginning at 9 o'clock. It also gives us and affords us time to read prior minutes, look through accounts payable, payroll, etc.
Here's the radar. You wanted to say, look at that. Here's Jocelyn.
The gentleman just told me that he thought it was going to hit Bob.
Look at it. Does it paint 615, 7? 7. No, it is worse. Come on.
Yeah.
Keep on painting. It was 720. That's an hour ago.
This is what they needed.
That's 8 o'clock now. And here it is right there. 8:05, 8:10.
It's heading directly east, so it's going to come this direction.
Yeah. Look how big it is, though. This whole thing's going to hammer them.
Is that the new one?
Yeah, yes. That's an 8:15 picture, 8:20 picture.
That's going to hit right over where they're trying to work.
Joplin, yeah.
Goodness.
Look at that. That's 8:20. That's 8:15. That's the 8:20 picture.
No hooks in it though there on that end of it. That'll be hard on them. I mean, hard on them out there trying to.
You can just look at the weather. That's Joplin right here. So.
Your
mom's there in Joplin.
She's at Grove right there, Bernice.
Oh, really?
Twice already.
Yeah. All right.
Danny, we're on the air.
Just since we're on the air here, you guys all received the same text email we got last night from the Corps at 8 o'clock last night saying if the rain continues to develop like they thought and looks like it's going to this morning, that they're looking for possibly a big release again, maybe as early as tomorrow from the Table Rock.
50 to 55 is
yep.
That what it seems?
Yep. So that's the last update we had. So it looks like they're on a pace right now. If the rain continues, it will be almost as bad as last time. Same houses, though. Won't be any, if that's a good news, it won't be any new houses.
Well, it's less than the 68,000 cubic feet, but it's not much less, and it's considerably more than what they released in 2008, which was 48,000.
Right.
Which prompts me to consider, and I believe that it should be a discussion because of the disaster that has occurred over in Jasper County, and I've tried to reach those officials this morning and have been unable to do so, is whether or not we will respond to a call from those counties when they call surrounding counties or near counties that might be able to help with backhoes, with loaders, with dump trucks, et cetera. Obviously, we're going to have to keep in mind what's going to happen here if we flood again.
Right.
But number two, that's something for you two gentlemen to have on your minds because I expect that call to come. I know that Western Taney County Fire responded last night, you said, Jeff?
That's right. That's what it showed on TV last night. They were doing some search and rescue last night or early this morning. Gentlemen, this contract for 911, I see where we're transferring a lot of money out of the 911. I know we were sensitive to a budget contract that we had. This one was all right. It was the one. It was the other entity that we were had the concerns, right?
Right, but there is a separate transfer for it as well.
I haven't seen that
it's
one.
It's on down.
Is it
under the City of Branson?
But we have an active contract with that, correct?
We have an agreement, I believe, in place. I don't think that the agreement spells out, and it may. Did it be released in a lump sum? But we need to look at that. Are you aware of that, Rick?
I don't know what we're talking about.
We're talking about the 911 distribution.
There's an agreement there about all this lump sum. You need to know also.
Who would know?
Jimmy.
Okay. Of course, if we had a contract question, we could pull the contract out.
Could you do us a favor? Would you see if Donna will bring us a copy of the agreement between Taney County, the City of Branson, and the Sheriff's Department for the distribution of 911 funds for dispatch purposes? Thank you very much. There's a couple of other questions in here.
Okay.
Rick, we don't do salaries until Wednesday. Is that correct?
Correct.
Payroll. But we should, if we have questions, do that sometime ahead because of direct deposit.
Yes, the direct deposit happens Wednesday. And sometimes I think we've had to do it around 1 to 3 o'clock. So any questions you have, you can do
it. We have two questions, but if I'm not mistaken, gentlemen, are we not scheduled for...
Yeah,
exact this morning? Yes.
I saw that.
That's his cell and that's his cell.
Thank you very much.
Are you looking for?
Wow. I see the City of Branson. I see what you're saying now.
It's almost a quarter of a million.
Yeah, 228.
Jim, you get the minutes. But they called me and asked me about who did this on going out. We know who went in and but we don't. They call and ask, and I thought that's the way that was, but I didn't keep them in it. Some of you did.
Who's doing this? Me, 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 seconds. That's normal. He never makes seconds unless if someone's not here.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's
is that how I typed it?
That she didn't have it. Well, I made this change because I think, Dan, you did because we were headed out. And
okay.
You seconded.
I think I was about halfway done.
Okay. That'd be fine.
Well, that's the reason it's highlighted, though. It's the reason I said.
Okay.
So you know, there's not any question about the in and out. It's just who did
that,
it first or second.
That change on the second, and that's right here where we made it register with an apostrophe. It's just the apostrophe shouldn't be there. So it's not possessing. Are the only two changes I have.
Hey, Rick, in the budget, I was I think mentally or we verbally talked about budget stuff back in January that after the June sales report, we were going to make some decisions on how we kind of where we are from where we thought we'd be. Do you have a projection of what the revenues should be based off of previous year's trends at say June 1st? Could you come up with a number?
Crazy.
It should be down for June. I mean, that's what the projections are right now. It should be down 30% to offset the 20 whatever percent up. But that's what I was waiting. If we knew what the revenues numbers should be, and then the expense numbers, just kind of see where we're compared tracking. Because
mainly, I want to know what to last year.
You're right, but I mean, I'm thinking expenses and revenues because then we can see where the county's sitting. Yeah, I mean, that's what
June 30th is when you'd like to have
it. May 31st.
May 31st.
Yep.
I'll try to do that.
Because I think what we're talking about, if I'm not mistaken, is kind of seeing we're going to do, when we get our sales tax revenues on June 7th or June 8th, whatever day it comes out, kind of at that point, see where we thought, where we are compared to what we thought we were.
We're going to have a budget discussion to that point.
Yeah. Regarding that, Rick is also going to need direction on withholdings of the 1% by the state of Missouri on all sales tax revenues, and then the double withholding by the TIF against that 1%. And quite frankly, I think that from this point forward, we should have Rick discount that on the 1% and then have discussions with the city about the past as to whether or not we request that. I spoke with the mayor, and have a meeting. I've already spoken with her 2 weeks ago. I spoke with, or going to speak with Krutoff. Rick and I were scheduled to sit down with him this Thursday, but because we have commission, we're putting that off until we can sit with him.
Do you want to wait until after that meeting to withhold?
I think
we're not going to receive.
We're not going to have another one sent out now that you guys have made the decision.
Well, I understand, but could we? My concern is bonds were set up and payments were set up based off of X amount of revenues coming in, right?
Oh, we didn't set any bonds up. The city may have. Is that what you're talking about?
Right, but what was the commitment? I don't have.
It really doesn't make a difference, in my opinion, because all the calculations were done by the city, and the county's only accepted those. And unfortunately, they've double assessed us based upon a percentage that we don't receive.
Yeah, I don't know that they could affect them one way or the other.
We're talking maybe $1,400 a month.
They could say, well, 1% is going to make or break their bond payment, I wouldn't think.
A percentage of one, right?
Oh, it's 1% of what we pay.
Well, 1% of what we're currently paying, which is maybe $1,400, $1,500 a month?
This past month, it depends on what the sales tax is. But this past month, we amounted to about $1,600.
When was his last day?
A couple of weeks ago, probably.
So it was May.
What is this? Oh, let's see.
It's a reimbursement through April 21st. It should be fine, isn't it?
Okay. Yeah, I would think so.
I was just looking when his last day was.
I can't see it.
It's phone.
It's phone reimbursement. If you look at the individual, I think he retired after that day, correct?
I'm pretty sure. Charles Stifler?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But I think, Rick, you should prepare for that, but allow you and I to have that discussion with Mr. Krutoff first, if that's all right. If that's what you're leading up to, and Dan.
That's what we're planning to do. We need to say, look, next month it'll be 1% less because we're going to not pay the 1% if they've been withholding from us.
Yeah, and I'm there with the people I've talked to. As a matter of fact, a couple of other counties that haven't done that are making that change as well.
Most give us the same response. I think Ron got this from Ray Ann. I'm not sure, but when I ask one of the other counties that figures it the way I think we should be figuring it, take the 1% out, I said, do you have any statutory, anything statutory that would back this up and anything like that? She said, no, it just makes sense. Now, I think that the lady at Clay County, her name escapes me right now.
Pam Mason. But the TIF attaches the revenues that you receive. It doesn't attach, it shouldn't attach revenues you don't receive.
That's my point.
How are you, Jan?
Good.
I'm good. Thank you. were also to go out for rebid on this for materials for that one area.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know the status of whether we're to write that or Linda at the Hilda Quarry.
Yeah.
Can we bid that minus this comment at the top because it's not.
That's for the Hilda, right?
I think by removing that, the stadium will take materials within a 3-mile radius of the...
Or stockpile there. They can bid it, anybody anywhere can bid it. They won't stockpile it somewhere over there within a 3-mile radius.
Okay.
They'll have to haul it on their own trucks and get it there. All we got to do is buy the material on the ground.
Okay. Rick, did you have anything else for us in this preliminary? Would you say that again? I'm sorry. Would you bring us a copy of that again? I would appreciate it. I didn't have that with me, but.
And it's not anything we need to make the signal quickly, but I think it's better.
No, but we could set it up after reviewing it here for, say, this Thursday or something, because we are going to be meeting Thursday. Thank you. Randy, did you have something for us while we're in preliminary session?
Yeah, about the going out for bid on the.
You heard me that quick?
Yeah, the only other thing, they're going to have to furnish some type of scale or some way of keeping track of the tonnage of material that they haul it in. I mean, they'll have tickets or error amount.
Can you write some preliminary verbiage that would go with the specs?
Yeah.
Just, for example, to be stockpiled within 3 miles of the Hilda Road and Bridge building, and to furnish whatever it is that you say is necessary.
We'd rather have a scale furnished or some way of keeping track of what we're purchasing so we have a good idea of it.
I think you took what I said wrong. If there's a certain amount that they bid,
right,
and they take it over there and stockpile it, we would prefer it to be right on the grounds or somewhere that we might rent from one of the adjacent landowners or somewhere so that we could just use our equipment to go over and load it. They would sell us a certain amount of material. This is the same deal here, except they're weighing it as we don't have to pay for it until they weigh it. The other deal would be that they would stockpile a certain amount of material over there, and that's the way they would do it.
Okay. Then we
wouldn't
need scales.
We'd just load it.
Know what amount we're buying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, we're guessing then that they have already weighed it, right? Is that what you're
saying?
Well,
they would weigh it and bring it to us.
Right. Okay.
If you'll give me some preliminary verbiage,
okay,
then we'll put together, or let you put it together along with these stats, and we'll be ready to roll with a new notice.
Okay.
You've got a copy of this, right, Randy?
That's what I was waiting on, get a copy of that so we didn't have to recreate the whole first three, four pages.
Here you go. This is yours. Take that top out. I'll take this out and allow you to... If you'll put that together with the verbiage that you want. And Linda may be able to email that to you. That way it'll already be on a computer form if you want.
Yeah, this part, we got all the paper version, but rather than him to retype it,
sure,
he'd email it, then we just put what I just would need to be in there and the other.
If you'll just get a hold of her, I'll bet she'll do that.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Jim, did you, as you looked through this bill a while ago, did you see the $38,000 truck or Tri-Lakes bill?
Uh-huh.
Is that the revision of the one that I think Chris Burnt came forward with?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the revision.
Rebid?
The rebid based off that grant, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I
could remember the numbers. I was scanning through there and seen that, and I didn't go back to check to see if it was off of that grant or not. But.
Well, I'm assuming it's tied to that grant. One question, do I need to put that in writing, what I'm asking Rick, so he understands what we're trying to get to for a...
Probably. What I do is it's...
Because for the we need year-to-date numbers in June, and I want to make sure we...
Like spreadsheet. I mean, he just submitted a spreadsheet to us on years past.
Because I mean, what we're talking about is making sure we know exactly where our expenditures are and revenues are, because the two things could happen. I mean, we could have our expenditures way too high, which would affect. I mean, people could have bought the first half of the year versus the second half of the year, if you know what I mean. And our revenues are down, or maybe they're where they're at, and we could be more. You know, it may not be a good snapshot, is what I'm saying. That's my concern. Does that make sense?
I understand what you're saying. You want kind of a total picture of expenditures versus...
And revenues to see where we are. If the year ended May 31st, where do we sit?
Well, he's not going to have that for us until sometime in June, so you want it sometime sooner than May 31st?
No.
I'm just thinking if we could have it by June 10th, that way...
7th, whenever it comes out.
Okay.
Because that's what we've promised the public, that we would revisit the budget at that point. So,
oh, let me see those minutes real fast, guys. Who has the most corrected?
I just have two red marks.
That's it, and that's that. And then what's on our agenda to approve? Just these two?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's easy.
I said that. I don't think I did any second pages.
So what's your thoughts on the accounts payable? Is there anybody in there you're going to hold? Or?
Well, I think we need to have answers on...
Public administrator?
Right. $3,500 for storage. It's not in the budget. It has to come from somewhere.
But, yeah, I know it's supposed to be reimbursable. Reimbursed, I guess I'd like to see that.
Still deletes it from the budget. From somewhere.
Well, that's, I mean...
$3,500?
Who makes it? Storage units.
This goes back to February 1st of 2010. So they must have got everything out of, that's the bill.
Now wait just a minute. You mean somebody has been renting the space and we've not been paying for it? And that somebody would be the public administrator?
Well, it looks like its current balance per unit, one's $1,820 based off the bill, $110 a month. For one unit, and another unit, $105 a month.
For what?
Why would she not be paying that bill?
Well, I don't know if she's waiting for it to come out.
Have you? I haven't seen a bill on it in the 5 months I've been here.
This is a Rick Finley or a...
Well, we're not here to talk about it.
All right, so let me write... You have a post over there. Let me write that number down. Oh, actually, I got it. I'm good. I'm going to write that here. I use that to do the approval of minutes.
Okay.
Or, you know, that's my read-off, so... That's that. Oh, yeah. Hey, Nikki, we're going to hold this out, but I don't know what number I should reference to. And then are we holding out the other one for the 911? 324-554. That's check number. We're going to hold that one out. And then we're holding the other one out.
And that was two for
public administration.
Okay.
Obviously, it's a rough draft, guys, so I wouldn't.
Okay.
Oh, we'll do that. I got like that. Okay.
I do too.
You
want to write
that email? Since actually, I always like that. Okay.
No, we're going to be holding another one. Okay. I'm holding this one too. 324-561. Do you want to pull it out? Okay, I'm holding that one too.
Well, businesses collect the sales tax instead of Department of Revenue.
And you're paying.
Who? Right.
Conversation.
Hey, businesses do.
That's the only two I saw. Is there any other is two? One for the 911, public administrator, everything else I was good with. All right, is that good with you guys?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, were we going to talk about the disbursements for, is that what you said, 911?
Yeah, I was going to pull that bill out for now.
To chat. And yeah. Part of the reason is that we're getting an update on 911 today so we can ask questions.
Right, and we're waiting for that contract to come up in the clerk's office too so we can do all that. This is the approved box. Credit card day. And we're approving.
Is there anybody? There was nobody on the list for public comment.
I didn't see anybody. Okay, so this is all that motion's there. That's that.
The one thing very quickly is.
Put that over here.
Here's. This says BOE. We're not doing any BOE until BOE, right? Just as a heads up.
Well, there you go. And that goes with that. And that's at what time? 9:05?
Yeah.
We are going to be very good.
Flying?
No, I believe I spoke to some people this morning. There's a couple of individuals that will not be here. They're adjusting things. So
sure.
She'll still give an update, but before some of her people.
This.
Tammy Hagler.
She was going to bring some people. Probably him. Mm-hmm. He's probably not here. He may or may not.
We also need to meet with him, I think, in
executive. If we can, yeah.
So we need to get word to him if possible.
Executive we have scheduled today. Did you see if he's available during that time? All right, do we need to go, what do you like? You like us to go dead so you guys can switch the files, or what do you normally do? No. Normally they just stopped it and they wanted to start the 9 o'clock at 9 o'clock, but. Oh, no, that's whatever you want to do. We'll just keep it going. Keep it running.
We don't have any druthers.
We don't. Keep it rolling.
I'd like to call to order the formal meeting of the Taney County Commission this Monday, May 23rd, 2011. And would like to call on Commissioner Straffus to offer the invocation.
Please stand. Heavenly Father, we are very thankful, Father, for this country we live in, this state and this county, Father. And Father, we have weathered the storms of floods, and we thank you that we have had no fatalities. And although there's loss of personal property, Father, we have not had any loss of life, Father. But we reach out and we pray with those families that have loss of life over in Joplin area, Jasper County, and Newton County, Father, that you be with the families and console them, Father, but also to help the search and rescue people to find people and know exactly where to look for them and be able to pull out survivors, Father. We ask you to be with the organizers of the communication system and the emergency system so that they can keep the peace and keep the calm and console those and offer the medical need that that everyone needs. And, Father, we just ask for peace and wisdom over in that county, Father, as our neighbors hurt right now. And, Father, we just ask you to be with us today here as we conduct county business. We thank you that you're a good God and that you always help us when we ask. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Mr. Strahan, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have two sets of prior commission meeting minutes to approve. May 12th and May 16th.
I move that we approve May 12th, May 16th with some small changes, but we'll submit those for. But move to approve.
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve previous meeting minutes of May 12th and May 16th as amended. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries unanimously.
Here are the changes you need to make and then you give
them
back.
Accounts payable.
I would like to hold out, so my motion is going to be without these two check numbers, so if we would make a note of that. I'm move to approve accounts payable checks 324547 through 325600, holding out checks 324554 and 324561. And warrants 5416 and the submitted transfers.
It's a motion to approve.
I'll second. Jim, I can't remember. Were the discussion issues in that box this time? I didn't see the
for senior citizen.
Yes.
Yes, they're in there.
Okay.
Yep.
I did not see those. So, okay.
Yes. Yeah.
A motion's been made and seconded to approve accounts payable 324547 through 325600, holding out warrants number 324554 and 324561. My question is there also a transfer that is being held withheld in your motion? I didn't hear that.
I didn't.
If so, then I wish that you would consider amending your motion to include the transfer until we discuss
all the transfer for 911.
For not correct.
Okay, yeah. I'll amend my motion to include the transfer for the 911 also.
I'll second that amendment.
We have a 911 meeting later on. I think that's probably why.
So motion's been made and seconded to approve warrants less those that have specifically been held out and transfers. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. And we should give to the treasurer and the auditor that transfer number. It deals with 911, Helen, until, in fact, we have a discussion with 911 today. There's an agreement between Taney County, the Sheriff's Department, and the City of Branson, whereby through 911, funds are transferred to the City of Branson and the Sheriff's Department for dispatch services. They do it every year.
It's just a little update from Jasper County. This is the one that I don't remember. Yeah, that just came across. We just got a little update from Jasper County on elected officials. So it looked like they all weathered the storm, but some family members, immediate family members, didn't make it.
And I know those people.
Yeah. So.
I just got a text from my sister-in-law.
Yeah, the storms were right there. All right, so we've done that. HPRP, sir.
HPRP monthly report.
Do you have the monthly report right in front of you?
And I actually have been through that. You gave that to me, I think, on Friday.
Let me just scan it, if I may, real fast.
I have another copy here.
This is the HPRP grant. Christian Associates is our designated subcontractor or subgrantee on this. We still have remaining balances on the prevention and the rapid rehousing. Danny, there's no negative numbers on any line items. And it shows that we still have $28,000 left in the homeless prevention side. The rapid rehousing, we still have a little over $21,000. And the stabilization part, which is a third part of that budget, we still have $4,800. So with that in mind, I move that we approve the April HPRP monthly report as presented.
I'll second that, Jim. Is that with the is that not contain the $45,000
request?
It does not include that. That's okay. A separate transaction.
All right.
That transaction is going to come through AP. Okay. I received a request from them, and I entered a PO.
Okay.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the HPRP monthly report for April as submitted. Any more discussion, gentlemen?
None.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries unanimously. Personal property abatements.
So what we have here on the personal property, and James, you can fill me in if I'm incorrect. It looks like most of it's a wrong year, either on a vehicle, a motorcycle, or a boat.
Yes, sir.
Is that correct? There's
that's correct.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's 9 of those. We're not doing property right now. That's a BOE action, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct. It's all vehicles.
Motion for approval of these abatements.
All right. I'll second the motion. And I'm going to...
You want to read those into the record?
If I could.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to give you the first full number, and then I'll just change the last three numbers. The first full number is 2012-0116, and then 117-123-124.
Hold it, Jim.
I'm sorry?
Your number changed after your third, so you go from 2011 to 2012, so it's different. They don't follow the sequence. 11.
Every other one of those is that way.
Yeah.
There's one in there. Is that a misprint or something?
One.
Oh, I see that. Excuse me. Sorry. Let me start over again with reading the numbers in. Thank you, Ron, for that. All right.
I think we just need to read each one, if you would.
All right. 2012. 0116, 2012-0117, 2011-0123, 2012-0124, 2012-0127, 2012-0131, 2012-0135, 2012-0136, 2012-0142. You concur?
And James, That's you have?
Okay.
And
you had the motion, I seconded, right?
Yeah, yes. Can I ask a silly question here? It's only one of them that's got the different number?
2011?
It's with the 2000.
The abatement numbers change over on March 1st. This is probably one that was entered prior to that.
And all the rest were entered.
I have to check to see, but that's the only explanation I have.
Okay.
They changed over to 2012 on March 1st.
Okay. So they had the abatement do it. I'm a little bit lost on that. That's fine. They had it written before March the 1st on one of them, and the other one was after March the 1st.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded to approve abatements as presented. Any more discussion? Mm-hmm. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries unanimously. Record retention disposal list.
This is the following records, and I'll put it into the minutes. And this doesn't require a motion from you. It just has to be spread into the minutes. 2005 and 2006, according to the county treasurer's retention manual and Chapter 109 of the Missouri statutes, that I'm to turn these over to the clerk's office. And we actually have more that we could, but we do have room in our vault for the ones from here on out. So 2005-2006, bank statements, bank reconciliation, treasurer's check register, receipt books, accounts payable stubs, payroll stubs, deposit books, treasurer's check stubs, county warrants, and canceled checks. Those have been turned over to the county clerk, and I will give Lynn a copy of this. And it's just to be put into the minutes.
Okay. I would entertain a motion to accept the report as presented and ask that it be spread across the minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to accept the report as presented and have it spread across the minutes. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Helen. We have staff departmental updates with Road and Bridge. Gentlemen, you want to join us at the... Gentlemen, you want to proceed?
First item we had on there was two dirt agreements. I think Nikki has the originals. We'd like for you to approve. These are the only two at this time that have more than three loads. So I do have two of those. The pictures I give you is a structure on Pro Tem Cedar Creek. We've also give this information to for FEMA's assessment, their first initial assessment, among other ones. The reason we want to discuss this one is we'd like to, when we go to replace or put this one back, we'd like to be able to do this one where we can handle more water underneath this structure, raise it up somewhat, because this one collects a lot of debris and brush and make it easier maintenance. The other reason is this: the footings of this structure is they're not keyed down into rock; they're just sitting on rock, and we got some scouring issues, which will show up in the bridge inspector's report when we get them. But if we through FEMA, this one will have to be mediated because they're going to replace just what's there, and we give them that cost what we determine it would be just to put the deck back on there. There's some more of that deck that's loose that's got to come off there. So,
yeah.
But with that much concrete, would it, the reason we're bringing it to you, we'd like to have that a little bit higher with bigger openings, wider openings. This has got several narrow openings under it, which creates it to collect a lot of debris. So.
And we're worried about substructure issues on damage
right.
Sustained in this.
Well, I'm going to ask, is this structure the one that has the bad angle approach?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is there a possibility that we could get the angle approach straightened before we put the new structure in if it affected FEMA's? If they're going to put a new structure in or payment for a new structure, if we could change the approach to it, it would save money on the bridge and the approach.
I'd say 4 G's would be more than
I don't think it'd be any problem getting changing the angle. I don't know that they're going to pay for an exact new structure. I think they're more so going to pay for replacing what's damaged, and I don't know that that's going to help us on some of the problems we have with it. So, but that would have to be mediated. They'll pay up to a certain amount, I would say.
Well, if we're going to be changing the entrance to the structure, I want to invest a large amount of money into the structure. If they'll pay for the structure where it should go, where the entrance to the structure should go, the bridge will have to be changed somewhat for the entrance to approach right. Now, that's just a question. I guess you go with to FEMA and ask them about it. Have they visited this location?
Yes, I took them there myself.
Did you didn't happen to say anything about us wanting to maybe change the...
No, because what they're interested in right now is pre-existing. They did make a note on the records Friday. They called me about we would like to change it. Totally put in a new bridge because this one's not really suitable. As far as changing the entrance on it, that would be a minimal deal.
We're not expecting the cost on that. We're not expecting the cost on the change of the entrance. We're talking about the cost of the bridge, but the bridge cost will be moved because this approach here is at the wrong angle.
Yes.
Do you understand what I'm saying, Ron?
Sure.
There's a big wide loop there that needs to be...
Well, it's a mediation deal, but the way they indicated, I don't know how long it would take to work through it, but that's the next people that come in.
Proper alignment's not going to make any difference when it floods again, is it?
It won't affect the price of the bridge. If we rebuild the bridge, it doesn't matter to us.
That's not what I meant. If by realigning it we'll prevent future damage, it might be something that FEMA is more than a little bit interested in rather than continuing paying on the same bridge that washes out. What you're saying is why not apply the monies towards doing it properly and correctly and take care of the problem and get from FEMA what we can, and I think that's a smart move.
Mm-hmm. And the opening, the bridge won't look like this. I mean, it can't look like that because we've got slabs of concrete and removal that's going to be different. But at least if we have bigger openings, it'll be a different style of structure than what we've got here, which will allow that gravel buildup and everything that pushed that concrete off of there and debris that pushed the top off of it to not exist anymore. So I think that FEMA might go along with something like that. So I would like to have that at least looked at or considered, and I don't know how the negotiations need to take place, but I should have rode out there with you Friday and ask a few questions, but that's all right.
That opportunity may present itself again in the near future anyway.
These people done what they could do. They were just the first people.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be more people come after them. He said they didn't. They don't have anything to do with pin pulling them.
Mm-hmm.
The exact deal, they just come out and look at it and say that it's, you know, it's definitely got problems.
This, and Ron, the reason I bring this up is because this structure in itself had been talked about in the last couple of years as far as being realigned. Because of this very issue, this possible too small of a culvert entrance.
Yeah, it's very suspected that there may have been a very large tree ramming.
Right.
Shook that top loose, and the substructure is not real substructure.
Yeah.
Do we have these pictures in a form where they can be emailed if someone...
Yeah, that's where they get them to me.
Yeah, we've got them in to where we can email them. And that is a structure of bus crosses. Fort Cheese Ranch now run tractor trailers across it in their operation, so it's a well-used bridge.
I think media might be interested sometime in what some of the damage is that's been done around the county for these bridges and could sort through some of those pictures if they were interested to. I mean, we've had some real damage, but I'm just wondering what format it was in.
I Those dirt agreements, were they, you got locations and things. I think I know which two they are, but I don't know that the other two commissioners know which two they are.
The address should be on the dirt agreements. One of them, I know, was Cedar Creek. I'm not sure where the other one was at.
It's Savage.
Probably.
I remember the second name.
Devin.
Greg.
Greg,
yeah.
I'm sure.
That would have been the other one.
Yeah.
Somewhere there.
Yeah. All right. So I don't have any problem with it, with the dirt agreements as far as what they need to do. It saves us money by being able to dump on those locations. So do we need to have a deal when it gets up to a certain amount, or whenever you get through with a certain project and it needs to be reviewed again? Would you do that? I mean, like if you're doing a dig out or something to fill that particular location, then come back to us if they need more or something, or it's in our benefit to give more there. You know what I'm saying?
The bridge, back to the bridge, one more thing. We talked about it. We discussed it. We'd probably be wise to have Great River draft up some sort of a structure for it, and then that would we be able to build a cost estimate off of it. So you'll need that to actually rate it for the state, won't you?
We probably need, I don't know which would need to come first, whether we wait and meet with FEMA people one more time.
Their indications was to go ahead with all construction, period, on anything. But I don't know. I don't know the time frame of when they would actually come down with a set dollar. The way they talked, there'd be two or three series of people come through before it was finalized. I guess the question would be, should we start up the process of actually redoing it yet, or wait a while?
On the bridge?
On the bridge.
I know you need a reasonable cost, but I hate to do anything until we find out if we're going to change the approach.
Which I would presume probably the engineering might not be bad to get a set of plans on it, which it's a minimal. It's not going to be like a big bridge project, because I'm sure they would probably want to look at them, perhaps.
I'm sure that they're going to want some kind of an estimated cost. I mean, I would, but I don't know whether. Let's have an engineering firm give us a preliminary cost, not a set of prints or anything like that. Just got to go down and have them give an estimated preliminary cost. They can do that per foot with the opening size.
That'll give us a better idea.
Yeah.
Change the approach. We've got a lot of material stacked up down there that's usable, so that wouldn't be a great cost to change the approach to it, but we've got all kinds of material there within about 4 miles of it.
Check who get us that the quickest. We're here across the street with the firm that's over here. You mentioned a firm, but check with one of the engineering firms to see who could run down and give us the cost. And that's just a preliminary cost for FEMA purposes.
Okay.
We talked earlier in the year that we got our roads that we're planning on chip sealing, and we had basically on about two roads that we were planning on overlaying. One of them we're not ready because we're still doing construction when they're not working on all this flood issues, and they were about to get back to the Iowa Colony project, and they may be working on it today, but we've had a lot of tree damage in the northwest part of the county. This other road, Coon Creek, we really need
to get... Would you go back to that? We have a lot of tree damage? You mean
we've had tree damage up in Bear Creek country, northwest part of the county. I mean, down trees with storms last night. So we've got crews that are currently working on that.
How bad is that up there, Randy?
They had some pretty big trees from what David Stottle told me, and a lot of power lines down. It was a little bit time-consuming because I had to work with the power company. The power company was helping them also because... We can't touch them until they kind of get the wires out, and then we clear the road so they can get to some of these areas. So they work about all night on it, and they got all the roads open right now, but they're back up there cleaning up some of the tree damage. So
could you give us a list of the roads so that if we get a call, we know that that's been taken care of, like Bear Creek Road and the other little roads, so that just kind of have the girls email those up to each of the commissioners, because we're the one that get a call on it, and then we refer them over there to you guys. But
is that from Chestnut Ridge on down, or is it?
Pretty well from there to 65. East of 65, we've had very minimal. We didn't even get called out last night. Today we found the treetop here and there, but we haven't had no damage like we had up there.
Right.
The what we'd like to do is go ahead once we've got the bids pretty well approved, so we know who is the current bidder on hot mat overlay. As soon as this weather would straighten out, we get some good weather, we'd like to go ahead and get Coon Creek resurfaced before it gets any worse. We're going to have to go in and fix a couple of places that we can do ourselves before the overlay company would get there. But I'd like to see when we could get that scheduled, if we could do that within the next 2-3 weeks anyway.
Just leave that up to you. Leave that up to Randy. Just what time frame you can get out there for the wedging that you're going to have to do on the road, and then also just leave the time frame of scheduling up to you.
Right.
And what you're asking for is a mainly one of the main budgetary costs that we're going to have in there, and it's an overlay, and we've got very few overlays. We don't need a motion. I'm just saying that that you guys
put that in your hands, and that sounds good. I'm concerned about how much of our time is going to be evaporated if I'm looking out at the sheriff. We get those large water dumpage from Table Rock into Taney Como. That may, it sounds like, come today. Jim, if you don't mind, we don't have that here. It is an emergency with what's getting ready to happen. Would you go to the microphone and let us know so that R&B can be apprised during this session and be a part of that?
Okay. Just going to give you a quick update as to where we're at as far as the Joplin situation and the water situation we've got coming also. Last night, Branson Fire, Western Fire all sent all their heavy rescue up to Joplin. We've sent deputies up there. We've got four deputies up there assisting with roads. We've extended the invitation to Joplin to bring their prisoners down here to house them if they need be, which their police department up there got hit real hard. So we're looking at those situations possibly happening down here. We'll be sending more deputies up to relieve some of their people as it comes, and they're operating through the Missouri Sheriff Association now to notify people of the manpower needed. They've got quite a mess. But as far as the water situation, Ronnie's going to say something there.
Well, I'm just curious. You said the Sheriff's Department. I'm wondering about the courthouse itself that was in Joplin.
I don't know about the courthouse itself, what happened. I don't know just exactly where in Joplin it hit, but it hit the police department. I think that's fairly close to one of the courthouses in Joplin. It's real hard right now to get information out of there. Our best way of getting information currently is going through the Highway Patrol to get in touch with the command post up there.
Yeah, I started early this morning trying to contact different officials over there that I know, but I didn't have any luck.
Yeah, it's real hard to get through to them. As far as the water situation goes, they was talking possibility of 50 to 55,000 CFS dump out of Table Rock with the heavy rains coming. We don't know just exactly what that's going to come to. We've been in touch with the people along Taney Como down Foggy River Estates and those areas, letting them know that you know, probably tonight they wouldn't want to leave any equipment down in those areas. But we are expecting probably to see some dump out of there. I know Table Rock is nearing its capacity again. Beaver was like within 4/10 of being at their capacity again. Bull Shoals is getting, I think it was 690, may have hit 693 this morning. I'm not sure. I believe it did. But
it's going to go over their projected 694, isn't it? What they said a couple of weeks ago.
If we end up 5 inches of rain tonight, like they're saying, we're gonna have some more flooding.
Jimmy, will that in fact close Highway 160 between here and Cozumel?
I can't see where it will. I don't know. Do you guys know where it would? I can't figure. Now, they was talking about before it going up to 696 to 697. That was prior, as a crest before, which would be, you know, at most about 4 foot over where it's at now. But I still don't know what that would.
I'd looked at that area, and the area that looked like would flood might possibly get a lot closer at 697, but I'm not sure that it would go over the highway, actually.
I just can't see where it would unless there's a couple of places right just east of town here where it's on both sides of the road right there in those ditches that would be close.
There, but Walleye Haven.
Just seems like it's got to be more than that to get there. But
it looks to me like it'd have to be.
I know it splashed across the road when we had whatever it was at the last time that we had the water.
It was 695 before.
Well, it did. It wasn't standing on the road, but the wind and the stuff, it splashed across the road there at that Walleye Haven, the one that's got the water on both sides of the road.
Yeah.
It actually washed when the wind and stuff blew it, or whatever was happening out in the lake. It washed across the road there. Didn't stand on it, but it washed out across it.
So currently you have deputies that are serving in an assistance mode over in... I'm wondering, which is why I wanted to hear from you, if we're going to get a request, and I assume that different counties will get a request from help for road and bridge vehicles and equipment. I mean, it's a huge undertaking they have.
Right now, they're trying to do the rescue side of it and kind of get their hands wrapped around what they've got. Because it's just pretty devastating. But I would assume probably in the future there may be some requests for equipment.
I think also, if I'm not mistaken, we're reimbursable through FEMA for those actions that we take on behalf.
Yeah, it's all already been declared and everything federal out there, sir. I'm sure we would be.
And if that takes place, then like your deputy service and the road and bridge service and all that will be reimbursed through FEMA?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Jim, if you have any questions, the sheriff was just updating us that they have 4 deputies currently that are in the Joplin area assisting. He's also offered assistance to the departments over there to bring prisoners because they were damaged. And any questions?
No, I mean, if I do, I can re-listen, or I'm sure you guys covered a lot of things.
Yeah.
So.
I want to visit with you too here after we get through on recess. You got just a few minutes at when we recess here?
Yeah.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Yeah.
Randy, sorry. I'll go back to you guys.
That's basically all I had. So was...
And the Coon Creek Road, again, if I believe that by consensus what we stated was at your discretion to move forward with that. Mm-hmm. Is that what you had said, Dan?
Yeah.
Right. Whenever the scheduling worked out with our crews, I know they're dealing with a lot of storm damage and still flood issues, so whenever the weather would straighten out, we'll try to get it scheduled and move forward. But
did we need formal approval of these dirt agreements that you offered here?
Not sure how you guys do them, but I know Nikki's got the originals up there that you would need to approve, so.
I got a question for you on that. Are these, we got dirt agreements here, are these on digouts mainly?
These are just if we have digouts or whatever maintenance work and we have excess material, we just need a place to go with it rather than take it back to the shop. That's and most of the time, I think 90-some percent of it's dig out.
Yes, and then ditch cleanings and the shop, we don't have any.
Yeah.
And these are three or more loads, right?
Yeah. These, we have two of them. That's more than three loads.
Okay.
My question, I guess, is that I've been on a lot of county roads here in the last couple of weeks with this storm damage area. We have lots of dig outs that have already been completed, waiting on our maintenance, and you brought us a list of the coverage. You're anticipating these being into effect just shortly, or are they just somebody that's applied and we need to take care of it? Or what I'm asking is we got this year's work from what I've seen in the list and everything. We got this year's work pretty well established. We got the dig outs in most of all the areas, right?
We're getting real close, yes.
Okay. These agreements are just people that basically applied.
Yeah, okay.
And so we may not be able to utilize them yet for
have you already
maybe
put,
a year. It may be next year.
Right.
Not
have you already
sure,
put the three loads on where that they need? Have we already used these locations for three loads or anything?
No, not these.
Yeah, okay.
None of
all
these.
Right. All right, I move to approve Christina Persinger and Rhonda Reese for the fill dirt agreements as presented.
We've got two more that possibly. Wait. Go ahead.
I have a motion to approve those. That's all the two we have.
Right.
Okay. I thought there was another one on there.
This is two.
I know.
Nope. I'll second that.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the fill dirt agreements with Rhonda Reese and Christina Persinger as presented. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries unanimously.
And you'll sign those and I'll make a note.
Randy, do these go to you or up to the office?
I believe they go up to your office, okay. And we also get copies.
You'll have to keep those on file.
Yeah.
We do have some that were submitted in 2010. We're going to have them re-signed because they have the wrong presiding commissioner's name on, so they're not going. You guys can't approve them, so we're currently wait on to get re-signed.
Yep.
That's all I have.
So there is a good possibility we may go to Joplin, perhaps?
We have no idea.
I expect that counties are going to get a call for assistance. We have not discussed that. I just wanted to put that out on the table because
ready in case we do get a call.
We need to be ready because obviously the other thing is we got our own flood, so we're gonna have to balance the workforce. I mean, we're being told that there could be another release as early as tomorrow, almost nearer to what we had before. So I just want to make sure that we can help, but not leave us too shorthanded. But I think I would be ready because based off what I'm hearing and seeing, they'll need extra help.
Was there any possibility there was going to be released today, or it is tomorrow?
I haven't got the update, so I would think. I think it's. Yeah, so I think it's going to be tomorrow.
I thought I did. That's
no, yesterday. Last night you got one.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well, I got it this morning. Okay.
The lake levels actually haven't started going up very fast yet at all. That's why. I mean, they're still well within the managed number, and we just got put in the flash flood warning, so it'll be a little while before the water gets to us. I mean, the first indication is going to be Beaver Lake. Once they start opening Beaver Lake spillways, then we'll know that it's coming. But right now, they're able to manage with their normal spills of 8,000.
They was within 4 tenths this morning. They
Okay. So they're...
I mean,
they're flood pool before they start opening the gates again, so it'll take a while. Cause it wasn't 8 hours, Jimmy, before we saw that influx? Isn't that what we learned over the last...
Yeah, but you got to realize, too, last night they was evacuating the Jordan River.
Right.
In those areas because the water was up so high, so there's a lot of...
It's coming.
A lot of inflow coming from the tributaries also.
Yeah, we don't have anything right now, but it could be later on today. I really think it'll be tomorrow based off what they were saying, but of course it's raining hard right now in northwest Arkansas. So.
Yeah, I talked with one of the deputies out in Joplin, and they've got a real heavy storm in Joplin.
So, yeah. All right.
And Harlan, as soon as we have any idea at all, we'll start talking about it. Gentlemen, thank you very much. And Dan, I spoke with Randy just out on the road early this morning about, was it Carol Morgan's mother? Carol Morgan is the mother of, it's either Steve or Kathy Crawford. But you explained that to me down off Winkle Creek Road. There's a problem there, but apparently it's just up to one place and it would take a major bridge, right?
Yes, that'd be correct.
I haven't been down there. I was just contacted by him, but when Randy's got some time, I'm going to ride around with him and hit those different roads.
One thing I was just going to point out, commissioners, is that go ahead.
I was actually going to talk to the road.
Oh, you want to reset? Oh. Let's reset.
Harlan.
This can wait.
Yeah.
We'll stand in recess until the next agendized item, which is at 10:15.
Yep.